Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Fan City Radio. This is your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. On this weekend, this weekday, rather, day before Thanksgiving, how everybody doing? I'm ready to get my eat on. Y'all know how that be. Look, so what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. You cooking?
No.
What?
No, I'm not cooking for Thanksgiving. I'm going to cook tomorrow when I come home, but it ain't going to be Thanksgiving dinner. I got to work.
Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. So the house ain't, we ain't smelling no turkey, no sweet potato pies, no cakes, no nothing?
No, not this year. No, I didn't. Oh. I did Thanksgiving for the last, 6 years. I'm tired.
The last, you got to do in the next 6 months. What are you talking about?
You right, but this year I'm taking off. Like I said, I'm going to cook. Actually, dinner ought to be ready by the time I get here, but that's another story. I'm going to cook. Well, I'm not cooking Thanksgiving this year.
So it's just y'all going out to eat? I mean, come on, what? Tell me something, man. Tell me, is Mama bring dinner over?
No, I'm a cook. I'm just not doing Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not doing nothing extravagant, but I'm a cook dinner.
Man, I know he ain't finna get no damn fish sticks for Thanksgiving.
No, fool. I said dinner, not snacks.
Man, all right, I got to know. What are you cooking? If you ain't no turkey, no ham, no hell, what? These are Cornish hen. Do we at least get that?
I'm doing a chicken. I'm going to do some greens, some mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, some cornbread. But I'm not doing a turkey this year. I'm not doing no damn. I'm not picking no greens this year. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing no ham, because if I was going to do all that, I should have been started tonight. I should not be on the phone right now, but no. I work this morning. I got to work tomorrow. I'm tired.
So y'all are open tomorrow?
Yep, all day.
Okay. So, in other words, you pretty much, you finna be doing a lot of fucking and sucking tomorrow, right? I mean, come on.
I could.
I mean, you ain't. Everybody else sitting at place, he calling this boy. Hey, what you doing? Hey, man, shit, I can't even move, man. Shit, I'm full of this motherfucking turkey. And he got a chicken?
Hey, he could do a turkey. He could be in the kitchen right now. He could be in the kitchen cooking right now.
What you mean he could be?
You really do want to go there? I bring home the money, shit.
Okay, here's the scenario, man. You supposed to, you know, He was supposed to be in there cooking. He's supposed to come up behind you, get a little kiss on your neck, like, ooh, damn, baby, that smells good. None of that? Nothing. None of that's going on, huh?
None of that. It sounds real good. It sounds real nice. But no, none of that.
So you've been on this show too long. You starting to act like Janine. Nah, shit.
Why you say that? when I have two more women in my bed, then you can say I'm starting to act like Janine.
Oh yeah, well you got a valid point right there.
Yeah.
But damn, he's supposed to be a tape. You know what? I'm not gonna even go into it. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Okay, I'm saying, because if you want to, we can.
What?
Yeah, I'm an open book. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it.
Nah, I'm going to leave it alone. You say you ain't going to cook. You're not going to cook.
No, I'm not cooking. I mean, I am going to cook. I'm just not doing
Thanksgiving. Man, I'm not eating chicken for Thanksgiving. I mean, I see if you're going to do some crab legs or barbecue or something different.
I made crab legs last night. You better go somewhere.
Well, shit, you could have held out. Okay, you know what? I digress. Hey, I'm not even finna.
I did fucking king crab legs and steak and baked potatoes last night, and it was fucking fire.
I'm not doubting it. I'm not disputing that, but damn. You would have a long day tomorrow.
I'm going to have a long day tomorrow.
I mean, I'm saying, especially after you got off work and I'm sitting there eating a chicken, fried chicken.
No, I did not say. I said I am making a chicken. That means a whole chicken, like a whole chicken. Like, I'm not chicken pieces.
Okay, kid, y'all going on outside to play. Mama's gonna be busy for a long time. She got to make. She got to make this up to daddy.
Yeah. I need a new daddy then, because it's not happening.
You know what?
It's not happening. All right.
Look here, I seen something today, and I had to ask. I was in the store, and I asked the guy. I mean, he had a fine. I mean, this woman was beautiful. I can honestly say this was a beautiful woman. And he had a, you know, you could tell they was together, but she kind of veered off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he seen me look at her. He seen me and my partner look at her, and he was like, you know, he looked back at us. He was like, yeah, nice, ain't she?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, yeah, she's a looker. And he was like, yeah, she's a looker. Oh, man. Damn, it took a lot of money to get her. And I looked at him like, damn, a lot of money. And he was like, yeah. You think a woman like that comes cheap? And I was like, oh, well, I figured, you know, it was ganging. But you got enough gang. He's like, no, I ain't got enough game to get somebody like that. But I do got enough dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the dude, and, you know, you can literally look at this person and was like, I'm not going to say, you know, I don't like calling people out their name, but he was an obese type person. And, I mean, this girl, you know, she could have been a supermodel. That's how pretty she was.
Mm-hmm.
And was just making me, and I'm wondering, like, damn, I mean, the measure, I mean, can you really do, I mean, would you really do that, the measure of money? I mean, now, okay, I've seen you. You're an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but would the money factor ever, I mean, would that ever cause you to just stray away? I mean, well, I ain't going to say stray away, but I'm just saying if you were single.
Because
this dude, this dude's nose looked like it would just spread it all the way across his motherfucking face. So I'm like, God damn. And then he had those little craters in his face and all that shit. So now I'm like, damn. God. I mean, yeah, he was an ugly motherfucker. Fuck it, we just call it. Call it.
Okay, call a spade a spade.
Yeah, he was an ugly motherfucker. But, and I mean, she walked up on him, and it was just like, he grabbed her, and he grabbed her by the ass, right? And I mean, he was like, yeah. And he looked at me, and he was like, get enough money. You can have one of these. And she looked up like, Lord, help me, please, help me. But, dude was spending big money. So, I mean, could you just put, could you put your personal feelings aside for that money?
Nope.
You couldn't?
No. Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because I'm not a materialistic gold digging money chaser. I'm not. You, I mean, if you you butt ass ugly, and I decide to give you a chance, then there has got to be something about you longer than your pockets that made me give you that chance.
Okay, scenario: house, car, everything. Still no.
I mean, what? Okay, those are things. Those are things. That's not the person. That's not the man.
Well, if his personality is good, just ugly as fuck.
Okay, I mean, like I said, it would have to be something longer than your dollars that would that would attract me to you. It would have to be more than your stuff. Because I look at it like this. I'm not your wife, so your stuff is your stuff. Your stuff ain't my stuff. And just because I go with you don't necessarily mean, you know what I'm saying, you breaking me off.
Well, I mean, let's just say we are. Let's just say he's doing the whole nine yards. I mean, he's treating you like a queen, but he ugly as fuck.
Okay, well, then that's what it is. He's treating me well.
Man, y'all, you just didn't see the disgust on that one. I mean, she looked like, as soon as he touched her ass, I mean, you know, it just looked like she cringed. Like,
she probably did.
Touch me.
I got a customer who comes in the store, and this is not an attractive guy. He obviously, yeah, he got some bread, you know what I mean, based on the car he drives, and, you know, I've seen him in his work uniform or whatever, but this guy is, when you said craters, I mean literally, his head got craters, his face got craters, he's tough. And he flirts with me all the time, and it's just like, I can't do it. But he's not sincere with it. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like he's like one of them fellas that like, okay, well, shit, I know I'm ugly, but I got money. Can my money get you? And no, it can't. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about your money. I don't.
Yeah, that's different. I mean, there are a lot of women that be like, fuck it, I'm going to take it.
There's a lot of women out there that'll do it. But, I mean, shit, me personally, if I can't picture myself intimate with you, then I cannot picture myself with you, period, like that. I mean, you know, platonic friendship, you know, somebody, but that's not happening, you know, like that. Like for him, for the fella that I was talking about, for instance, yes, I will be cordial to you when you come to the store. When I'm from behind that counter, I don't know you, you don't know me, and that's the end of the story. You just know where I work. There's nothing personal.
Okay. I feel you. I mean, I'm just wondering. So now, do you got a, wait a minute, hold on, a new caller. Carla, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? It's Marley.
Marley, happy Thanksgiving to you, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Marley. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
I guess you'd manage to sneak out while she's cooking, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm say, fuck it. While she's cooking, I'll jump on the phone real quick. Hey. Marley, one of them ones that you walk past him and he be like, Marley, what's up? He be like, Hey, how you doing? How's everything going on? Yeah, I'm gonna get something next week. Catch Marley by himself. What a bitch,
what a bitch. How you doing?
For real.
Mark.
Yes.
All right, if you was a single man and a butt-ass ugly woman with money wanted you, would you give her a chance?
yes, I would give it. I would give it an Oprah in a heartbeat. Yes.
So, Marty, you fucking right? You fucking without a doubt.
Oh, it's Oprah? Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Hey.
She got the means to get me where I want to go.
Mm-mm.
And she knows she ugly, so you know it don't mean that. She know what she gotta accentuate her positives.
I like how you put that.
All right, look, Marley, as a man, let me ask you this. Have you ever been with somebody that you just like, you looked at them like, I look better than you? I mean, I really feel like I look better than you.
No, I can't say that one. I can't say that one. I was always, I always go for the intelligent looking ones. You know, ones that look like they can be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or something.
Okay, Marley, quit the bullshit now. Them one night stands, got drunk in the club, you done fucked this ugly ass woman. You ain't never looked down like, why am I even fucking your ugly ass?
Oh, well, you know, yeah, those ones. I thought you meant like relationship wise.
Well, no, I figured relationship wise, you gonna find the inner beauty of nothing else. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, it has been something I done looked at like, what the fuck am I doing? I was like your dick, like you ain't shit. You know that? You ain't shit. You just gonna put me in here. Huh? You just gonna slide. Yeah, right. You can go slide me up in this bitch, huh? Yeah, boy. You just ain't shit, man. You ain't shit. You bad when your dick talk to you. You ain't nothing but a dog.
You ain't nothing.
You ain't shit, motherfucker. Kiss my ass. I ain't getting hard. Hello, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
That's Selena.
It's Selena.
Uh-oh.
It's not coming back.
Hi.
Hey.
Selena. But ugly man. But he got that money. You fucking him?
Heartbeat.
You said what?
See, in the heartbeat.
God damn, Selena. That big shit. See, you ain't even take time to say, could you answer the question again?
Can you rephrase it?
Right. I love me some him.
I like ugly dudes anyway.
You know what? Have what? You ever said I was cute?
Huh?
Have you ever said I was cute?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Oh. Cool. Because, I mean, that right there, she just said, I like ugly men anyway, so if she ever told me that I was cute, that means that she was lying.
I don't lie to my friends. Shit.
Oh, okay. All right, now, all right, later. Fuck you. Hey, okay. Selena, Steve-O ugly.
Yo.
Remember Steve-O from the hood?
Yes.
Steve-O. But he got that money.
Steve wasn't even really ugly. He just stink. But no. No.
Okay. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, like I said, it's been a couple of them. I just honestly was like, I don't even know why I even fuck with you. I mean, see that motherfucker in the club again? It's like, really? I fucked you?
Nasty.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's just been to the case where my dick even just got to talking to me like, you ain't shit, man. Fuck you. You got me out here in this shit with this bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? Sit down, just looking straight at your dick like I know.
I'm sorry.
Right, right.
And
you got your head down. I'm getting chastised.
I never wanted to be that chick that was like, yeah, she fucks scruffy. I couldn't do it. You the one Scruffy was talking about. No, bitch, I'm not. No.
I'm a kid.
I had a boyfriend like that.
I got an uncle like that, and you know I ain't going to say his name, but Selena, you know who he is.
Nah.
You know which uncle I'm talking about, the one walking up and down the street talking crazy all day.
Man, you so goddamn stupid.
Nah, come on now. No, I bullshit y'all not. He don't give a fuck if it was 20 years ago. I mean, you know, he little off his rocker now. But if he fucked you, he's gonna let the world know he fucked you.
He let the world know he fucked me, and I ain't never touched him.
Oh yeah, he did tell me to knock that pussy out.
Back me up here if I'm gonna fuck your ass no more. I was like, oh my god. Everybody looked back at me. I said, you a dirty dog. Give me that damn bill. Piss me up.
Oh, man. But if he fucks you, I don't give a fuck if you miss America. Now, he will get on that. Hey, I fucked that bitch the other day.
Stay on the soapbox, huh? He be on the
man,
soapbox
look here.
With everybody.
Look
oh,
here,
man. God.
This motherfucker was so crazy. There's one chick I know. He walked up to her mother. And was like, yeah, you know, your daughter, she good. You know me and her have relations.
Relations.
He's like, but after that, she didn't want to call me no more. Man, the mother was so outdone, like, she did what? He's like, yeah, we have relations. And he turns around and looks her square in the face, like, tell your mama. Then we fucked that up that one night. Now I was over here and we got drunk.
Oh my god!
Man,
I would kill him dead.
Hey man, you talking about somebody that wanted to, boy? That girl to this day, she be like, "Fuck your uncle. If I see him, I'ma shoot his motherfucking face." I'm like, "Wait a minute, you can't kill my uncle. You be like, I'm gonna kill him. I swear to God, I'm gonna kill your
that
uncle."
Is, that's crazy.
But not ugly girls do the same shit. Ugly girls do the same shit. It's like. Especially if you got that one motherfucker that you like, okay, you know, motherfuckers be like, oh, yeah, they digging him. And it's always that one ugly girl that he fucked on one night that he know he shouldn't have fucked her. So she was probably looking halfway decent at the club or at the gas station. Shit, what you finna do?
No standards whatsoever.
I'm just saying. All I'm doing is speaking the truth, Marley. I mean, come on now. I mean, back in your heyday, you know what I'm saying? You know, you riding around, you feeling good. You see one jingle.
Nah, that's your heyday.
What's that?
That's your
heyday. I had one. We had something when we was just getting out of school. We had to dress up. It was called Jobs for Ohio Graduates. And we all G'd up, got suits on, lit girls got dresses on. And, you know, I was with my lady then, you know, and she was like, I guess one of her friends from the neighboring school district was like, oh, yeah, called my dude and was like, well, what's your boy's name? And he told her all this stuff. I said, man, why would you tell her some shit like that and give her my name? And then she went back and told everybody in the city that me and her was going together. I didn't know this girl from Coach Bacon, you know. But, you know, back in the day, you know, if she looked good, if she said we go together, yeah, okay, yeah, we go together. He told me, he said, nah, dog, she kind of look like, I forget what the hell he even said, but he's like, nah, dog, she ain't cute at all. I said, well, why in the world would you tell her some shit like this?
Right.
Give her my name. Now she tell everybody over here in the next city that me and her go together.
But, I mean,
and everybody fell for it, too.
Right, and it happened. I mean, I'm just saying, you pick that one up, I mean, you like, damn. You know, that. And then what's fucked up is after you done dropped off and shit, you like, damn, motherfucker. And then the next day you sit with them same jeans on, like, they sagging, the booty part sagging. Now you done had them on too long. You done took them off and put them back on. Now, what's the first thing she do? Run up to your car. Don't you bring your ass up into this car. Get your ass back. Boy, I Selena know about that 49 gas station.
I know about that.
Boy, but many motherfuckers you picked up that night and be like, oh, God, why I picked this motherfucker up?
I was a good girl. I don't know what
you're
talking about.
I mean, not Selena, you're a nice looking woman. You don't fall in that category. You don't fall in that category. But I know you know just like I do. It was some out there.
I knew that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all. It was so fucked up one time. I mean. Y'all gotta stall me out on this. My grandfather just passed, right? So we had the funeral, the repast, and everybody goes back to the house. So we all go out in the neighborhood, we kicking it. Motherfuckers like, what's happening with you? All right, cool. You know, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going in. And you know, this motherfucker looking right tonight. For whatever odd reason, maybe it was all that liquor I was drinking, she was looking right. Man, went over there, got dropped off at her house, went in, no lights was on. I mean, we going to town. We going hard. I'm putting my A game down. And I'm like, okay.
Hey, that was your clue about the mics being off.
Yeah, but I mean, from the neck down, she was bad, Marley. Neck down, she was bad. I'm not saying. You already know.
You better tell me if I go spreading rumors.
No, man. You was there that night, motherfucker. You know who it was.
Wait, hold up. It's better not who I think it is.
I don't know who you thought it was, but I'm going to give you a hint. Now, I wake up. I look over at her like, oh, damn. Oh, shit. So I'm trying to get out her house, right? I'm trying to get out. Each door is locked, literally locked. You couldn't get out. So now I got to wake her up like, man, hey, how the fuck I get out of here? She like, what did she tell me? Her mother had the key or some shit, but she couldn't open the door. So now I'm like, fuck this, I gotta go. So I'm crawling out the window. Now, the way my grandmother's house was facing, my grandmother was in the kitchen and can look right straight to her window. So now all she sees is her grandson crawling out the window. I'm thinking it's like 6-7 o'clock in the morning. I don't think nobody up. So now I make my way down to my grandma's house, thinking I'm just gonna waltz in, go on upstairs to the attic, go to sleep. I'm like, somebody gonna be up. I tap on the door. Grandma come open the door. I seen you just crawling out that girl window. I'm like, really? Nah, anybody know my grandmama? My grandmama's a snitch. She gonna tell it all. I'm like, you know, I'm like, grandma, all right, you know, just don't tell nobody. Shit. By the time I left, went home, took me a shower, came back, everybody on the 49 like, God, boy, you a dirty motherfucker. She stayed down the street from my grandma. That's all I'm gonna say.
She got a real big butt.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Shut up.
Oh my God, if you can see my face right now. Oh man, I just want to give you a hug.
Give him a hug.
Oh my God.
We was kids.
Hell no. Oh my God.
Look, really.
Everybody's been up in that thing.
You know what? Yeah. You really got to go.
Okay, I got a nasty taste in my mouth.
See you later, honey. Have a good holiday.
We didn't all have community property before.
Right, man. I was mourning that day, man. I didn't know nobody. See, nobody told me anything. Nobody told me nothing about her. I didn't really know her like that. I didn't know everybody else had her.
Nah, fuck that.
I just knew we was on the side of the house and she sold me her titties. Okay, that's good enough. Let's go.
You ain't getting no pass for that, man. Hell no. Ugh. Yeah.
Look there. Valena, don't judge me.
You gross.
Come on, that's, you know how long ago that was. Quit playing.
Wait, does she still live out there?
I don't know. No.
Good night.
No, she don't.
Oh, then it ain't who I thought it is.
See, we talking about two different people.
You better tell me 5-star rumors, though. I will.
I inbox it to you.
That, and you better do it before 12 o'clock.
Ain't that a bitch? I'm just saying, we all had our fair share. I mean, shit, everybody.
Ain't nothing like an ugly dude. I love him. And they love
what?
Me.
Hey, that's an old blue song. That's an old blue song. Ain't like the loving from an ugly man, and ain't like no loving from a big old woman.
That's right.
They knew that back in the day.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'm gonna discriminate. I think you got some slender ones that can get down too.
Some what?
I said you got some slender ones that can get down too.
Go to bed, lady.
What? Who are you hollering at?
Are you hollering at her? It's my people I work for.
We're not gonna even get into that one.
Go to bed. I done gave her enough dope to knock her on her ass, and she just chilling. Go to bed, baby.
She's going to do it. Come on, fucking do it. She gave her enough dope to knock her on her ass.
I did. Shit. Man, this looks like... Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
She going to stop in mid-air and pass the fuck out.
Whoop.
Pass the fuck out. Oh, Lord.
Oh, step right on
over. This is NyQuil right now.
Right, and gave us some of that motherfucking lean.
Help, I'm falling. I can't.
I'm going to step right on over here and go fuck home.
Hey, now, Marley. What? Let me ask you, have one of them, oh man, hold on, we got another caller.
What's up, brother?
What's happening, Wick?
Shit, chilling over here with Father Ty.
Okay.
Hold on, Wick.
Shit, chilling, baby, chilling.
All right, man.
What's the topic?
We trying to see what's going on with, these booger wolves that you did creep with. Now, I was finna ask my man Marley, have you ever been with your lady? And you seen one of them booger wolves, and they try their best to make it known that you and them know each other?
Hey, Cash, yeah. But, you know, mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a little slow. But what's a booger wolf? I'm not up with the tie. I used to call them booger wolves, but you said booger wolf. I didn't know what that was.
Same scenario.
Mm-hmm.
A grenade.
This is an ugly-ass bro,
but it's so much quicker to take grenade.
Booger Wolf.
Yeah, that flow.
But because I'm saying, because, oh, damn, hold on. My fault. I'm moving around. Donald,
oh,
what's
yeah,
good,
but...
brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling. We're trying to see what's up with these booger wolves tonight.
Yeah.
These
wolves? You're
nasty.
Most women, you know, if you talk to them before, if they see you with your girl or something, they want to make their presence be known or be seen, and they're like, oh, how you doing? And, oh, yeah.
Right.
And they can't get the hell out of here.
Right, don't you hate that shit? I mean, you with your lady, with your lady, and that ugly motherfucker that you fuck with, and this go for the ladies too. You with your dude, you know, and you see that one ugly motherfucker that you creep with that you knew, you like, ugh, why do I even creep with that motherfucker? And this motherfucker just make it their business to hey, how's it going? How's it going? And, you know, he's like. You be looking at that motherfucker like, you know your ugly ass wouldn't speak to me any other time.
Hey. Hey, I told you about that time we was in the club and Shell was like, what's up, Slim? I said, hey, why burn that? She gonna say, that's just a bitch outside. I said, why she gonna come in? She said she gonna leave when Stonewall come in. So she came in and Stonewall introduced her to a baby. This bitch is gonna say, see, motherfucker, see, that's why I said I ain't wanna come here. Get the fuck away from me. I thought I was gonna die.
When y'all say ugly mug, you know, I done seen some dudes and some chicks with some ugly mugs. You can't, I mean, everybody have a different preference nowadays.
I mean, I don't say, what I'm saying is that motherfucker, like, let's just say, for instance, you with your girl. You know what I'm saying? And a
midnight chick.
Okay, whatever the case is, midnight chick, booger wolf, whatever it is. I mean, that's just like the worst feeling in the world because your girl look at you like, you fucked her? You be like, like, nah, oh, shit.
She lie.
And you know, you be like, damn, you don't want to, you know, you trying to be honest about it, but then you like at the same time it's like really, like you really can't gonna walk up, you gonna walk up on me like this?
It's a whole bunch of them. It's a whole bunch of them. You can think of as like, you know what? If I got this one pregnant, you know, from back in the day, I had to push her ass down the steps or something. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Because I ain't want to leave no evidence that I messed with your ass.
Well, I mean, you got.
Now,
you
can't say push. You got to say she accidentally failed. Now, push is like, you know, that's like a charge or something in like 49 states, man. You can't be pushing people.
She failed and you
missed and they catch her.
I mean, but you see a lot of these motherfuckers, okay, like Selena at Liquor Store, for instance. Let's just say y'all see that ugly motherfucker. Y'all be like, who the fuck got her pregnant? And then it be that one motherfucker that y'all be like, damn, man, he ain't bad looking. What the fuck? So that's
dude, it be the dude. I be like, sometimes, you know, you ever seen an ugly, and you be like, what you say now with this ugly motherfucker. And you see the person, and you're like, what? This don't make no sense. He gave her a book, didn't he? He date raped her.
Okay, I got a question, Cass. How do you feel about her or him messing with that ugly-ass dude then?
Well, I don't care if he fuck with ugly ass dude. That ain't none of my business.
I said her or him. See, that's what's wrong with black people. Y'all don't never listen to the whole sentence.
You said what about her or him fucking with that ugly ass dude?
If neither one of them, because we're talking about males and females, opinions. So I said, her or him, fucking with that, how do you feel? Do it feel like, well, damn, I'm the best dude you to mess with because this nigga ugly as hell or what?
You know what? Honestly, I can honestly say it has been a time where I have gotten into my feelings when I'm like, that's the motherfucker you fuck with? Him?
Mm-hmm.
Or that's the motherfucker you
fuck with? Who's that fucker? Yeah. Like, wait,
that's
damn.
Or that's the motherfucker you quit me for? My God damn.
I get that out of time.
Like, really? Like, but he know how to, he appreciate me. I understand that, but he's ugly as fuck.
Exactly.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
What you say, Selena?
Beauty is in the eye of the
beholder.
Well,
you know what they say, Cass. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, somebody's
what type of eyes you got? Like Ray Charles? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Stevie Wonder eyes. He got the Bill Cosby eyes. Bill Cosby's Ray Bane damn thing.
Oh, okay, y'all. Now, hold on. Hold on, goddammit. Y'all ain't going to talk about Bill like that, man. But do y'all think he did it?
Man, he was drugging the shit out them bitches.
Yeah, he's
drugging the shit out there. Here you go. You want to be in this? You want to be in one of my movies? Take this pudding pop.
I don't know.
I don't really care.
I mean, you know what? I really don't. Whether he did or didn't, fuck it. He got. I mean, I ain't gonna say fuck it. He got away with it because nobody should rape nobody. But
I mean, but it should be a.
But most of the stuff they said
wasn't
really rape. He just got them bros. He got them messed up, and they end up having sex with him. This is what I think, and then decided that later on, no, I shouldn't have sex with that black. You know, because most of them is white. You got about what two? Maybe three
that
black
was
ones.
Way in the 1950s and shit. They shouldn't even be bringing that up. A-R-O, he went here and there.
We need some money.
Well, right.
I went in the room with Bill. We had sex, and I you know, because if you say no one time, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing is this. I mean, Bill was a motherfucker with that white pill. I want to know what that white pill was.
That probably was heroin, man. You know, that was back in the day. That's what they was doing, that heroin.
No, they said he gave him a pill. He would give
a
him
a pill. Was a heroin pill.
A roofie pill.
A heroin pill.
I don't know, heroin pill, man. I ain't never heard of no heroin pill.
Well, like they say, look it up on the internet.
But they said Bill kept a pocket full of pills.
He was a horny motherfucker.
Right. They say Bill kept.
Hey, he was the first Charlie Sheen.
Right, he's like, I got some pudding pops and pills.
Take this pill and you're going to get that pudding pop.
That is so nasty.
But what's so messed up, though, that and child abuse is child raping, like raping a child is the most two things that even if you didn't do it, that scar you for life, dude.
Yeah, his reputation is done.
His reputation is done.
Right,
even if he's already 119,
he ain't going to be around too near much longer, so he don't give a damn.
But the other people, look at what they did. They took the Cosby Show off. That's her name money.
He's still getting paid. He don't give a damn.
But I don't see what they're tripping on.
If they still got R. Kelly set of music, they still say Michael Jackson was the greatest of all time. They were both accused of molestation.
We don't speak on Michael Jackson. Y'all don't talk bad on Mike, man.
First of all, who you a-ing? Don't talk bad on Mike. Hey,
I don't give a damn. I never leave my kids with him, but you don't talk bad on Mike, man.
I wasn't talking bad, I'm just giving an example. I don't give a damn about Michael. He didn't give a damn about me either. But what I'm saying is he was also accused of something. So, I mean, shit, what's the difference? He didn't give a damn either.
Yeah, I mean, we still love the artist. Between Michael Jackson.
Right. I mean,
R. Kelly and all the rest of them.
Hell, right, because I love his with, Black Teddy CD.
He's still going to get love, too, but he's still going to get hurt in the end. Because everybody, like they saying on the news, he was the father figure for every African American in the world.
He was my damn father figure.
Who was?
And he in the first stage of all time. He ain't gonna remember that shit. He don't care about no travel and stuff. And then old as hell.
I wouldn't call Bill the father figure. Everybody, I've been James Evans before our father figure. Shit, I mean, hell, we can relate to James Evans.
His father wasn't mine either, but he was the one. I mean, he was the one that a lot of Black kids wish they lived in that household.
Because he was rich.
Not
maybe
me,
I'll put
that
it that
out
that way then.
James Evans household,
back then, because they had their family ties and everybody. We didn't never had no Black father and a mother that was, on TV showing that stuff.
But I've seen it in real life, so
just my point of view, I always thought that was unrealistic. I mean, you had Theo got caught with a joint. They ain't say shit. Vanessa came home drunk. They played a game.
I understand that, but there's like 30 kids, though. Hope that was them that did, but they got caught with that.
Can I finish, brother? Can I finish? Let me finish.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Rudy got caught stealing. She got a hood. Mm-hmm. That shit was not realistic to me, because my little brother got caught. My little brother got caught stealing. I remember when he got caught, my mama tried to tear his whole head off.
Okay, I understand that, but this is what I was saying, but it was maybe 100,000 families that wished that happened to them. They got caught with some stuff like that and didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, you have some.
Land right now.
Right, I'm just speaking about myself. I just always thought it was unrealistic.
That's what happened.
We're not
going to
agree with you. We're not going to agree with you. Let it go.
I break it down like this. Hold on, man. You saying it's unrealistic, right? It may be unrealistic to me and you. But I guarantee you, middle class rich folks, they can see it. That's how they grew up.
I understand that.
That's why we don't care.
It's unrealistic to us, but it's realistic to other people.
And you know what? The Cosby Show wasn't really made for Black folks. It was made for everybody. That's why he's doing it like that.
I think the Cosby Show was made to show that a Black family can move into, be into a white neighborhood or a rich neighborhood and still have good things going on. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think the Cosby Show came along at the right time. It was right after Good Times. All we knew was the Evans family and the projects. Here was a whole different outlook on a Black family. You know what I mean?
That's what I said.
I mean, I didn't like the show. I thought the show was bullshit. Because that kind of shit never happened in my house.
I feel you.
If you look at it as a whole, it was the opposite.
It made it that
the opposite.
You could see more.
But at the end of the day, I still don't think it's going to hurt him as far as fans. How long has that show been off the air? That show been off the air for over 10 years.
Raping women and raping kids is two things that hurt your career.
That's the thing about the bill.
R. Kelly and Michael Jackson been making hit after hit after hit.
Every
time they went to court,
the
damn album came out.
Shit.
But
now,
every time they got accused, they had an album out.
But that's two different industries. You're going to always hear that music. You're not going to see Bill all the time there.
Wait a minute. Now, the thing about the show, that Cosby Show, it's never been off the air up until now.
They wasn't making no more. So, I mean, wasn't nobody breaking their neck to get home to see that old shit.
Can I say one more thing? Also, times have changed. They started to really crack down on this domestic violence, this raping kids and stuff, especially on celebrities. They really putting it out there and making a case for that.
But with the Bill Cosby thing, as far as I know, none of those women were minors when all of this was said to have happened. All of those women, as far as I know, were all adults at the time. None of them were teenagers and no shit like that.
Right.
All grown, and that's my whole thing right there. So whether he's innocent or he's guilty, what we're talking about is grown-ass women. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about
taking pills. Why are you taking the pill from somebody you don't
I'm
know?
I'm sorry. It's
pills.
Like the Mike Tyson going to Mike Tyson room and saying he beat me up and raped me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
that ruined him.
It
I think it ruined
hard.
Him because he knows.
That's
better.
How I look at it. Oh, yeah. I think
it'd be kind of hard to believe if you went in Mike Tyson's room and called out rape.
I don't think Tyson did it. I think he becomes that woman some money.
You got jokes today, old man.
I mean, come on, man. You say yourself out for he said that. Hey, y'all, did he say that? Just like
good.
Me going to Mike Tyson room saying he raped me. Yeah, that would be kind of far fetched. I could see Wink sitting on that stand, and he just told me to bend over. I told him no.
He touched me. I told him no.
He
I don't think Tyson even did it, man. Tyson got enough money to buy any woman on the planet.
That's the point that I was trying to make. That's the point that I was trying to
honestly,
make.
Honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I think he did do it. I think he did it, man, because he was just if Mike was out his goddamn mind, man, between them drugs, robbing Givens and all that shit, Mike had went crazy.
But, okay.
Tyson ain't got to pay for no female on the planet.
Oh, the defense, the defense with Mike Tyson. After that, Robert Gibbons, though, I mean, he agreed to anything somebody says. His mind was messed up, dude.
Didn't he just say that?
I don't think.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question, man.
What's
who watches Love and Hip Hop? Everybody seen Love and Hip Hop, right? Now, has anybody watched Love and Hip Hop Hollywood?
Yeah, dumb as hell.
It's the exact same show with a different name. Dude, I watched the whole season last night. I actually set up and watched the whole entire season last night. And if you compare those shows, Love and Hollywood, okay, name me somebody from Atlanta. What's your boy name? Stevie.
Stevie
is Ray J.
Oh, yeah.
Ray J is Stevie on Hollywood. You know what I mean? If you think about everybody on that show, it's the exact same fucking show, man. And Ray J is a fucking ass. He's a real ass.
Young Berg is another ass.
I will beat the shit out of Young Bird and Ray J. I will beat the brakes off that little motherfucker.
Exactly. And Young Bird.
They so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will not let my daughter watch that show. Because the way black women are portrayed on those shows, because they all chasing. They all ghetto as hell. They violent as hell with each other.
They all selling. They sell for some money.
Yeah, but you ain't got to act like that.
I believe that shit is fake, and they doing it strictly for TV and
most
money. It's sad. It's very sad.
It's all just entertainment. And they go home.
Right.
They go home at night just like any other actor.
Okay, I got a question for y'all.
Check this out.
Do you blame us? Or
all right,
the people that's on the show?
Hey, dog, let me ask you a question, man.
Ooh.
All right, you got a woman, right? You got a woman, and you got a woman on the side, right?
Okay.
Your woman on the side see you and your woman walking. So she decides to approach. Now let's say they start fighting. That's flattering to you, right, at first. It's really flattering because you're looking like, damn, I got these two hoes fighting over me. I'm a bad man. Actuality, what are you really thinking?
In actuality, I'm thinking
this
is going
to come to a creeping halt
because as soon as they get through fighting each other, they're going to shoot my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They coming after me at some point.
But what you're trying to bring up,
especially once they realize why they fighting, like, wait a minute.
Number one, you gonna stop it if that's your number one bro with you. You gonna stop it if that's your
please.
Main
if I get my ass beat, my dude gonna jump in and we gonna jump that bitch. If you wanna
but
come
you
home.
Gonna stop it before it even stop. If that's your number one,
that's
you gonna
how we
stop
get
it. There. Now if that's both your side chicks, you gonna let them fight. That's
just
my opinion.
That's
no, it's not two sides. It's number one and number two.
I wouldn't even let him fight, man.
You ain't gonna let him fight. You ain't gonna let your number one fight.
That's why you shouldn't have no number one and number two. Keep your ass at the crib with your number one. They call it
a day.
I'm not fighting
nobody. Number one wasn't doing what number two was doing.
And you need to let her number one know.
That's the only reason you lose the number one.
Let number one go. She can do her. Hey, you know, number one even want to be with your ass still. She probably got a damn number two on the side. Man, it's having about a 10.
Number
me
two,
and
Kelsey.
Because if your woman, trust and believe, if your woman asks you, is you cheating on her, and your ass steady lying, and you know you are, you best believe she ain't that damn dumb waiting on you to act right. She going to do her if she was smart or drop your ass like a hot potato. I hate females out here fighting and shit over these lame-ass niggas like they ain't got no damn sense. I've been there and done that. Trust me, I've done it. But I was young, so I never approached no girl either. Bitches was approaching me. Let's get that out the way. I never approached no woman talking about, is you my man? Hell no. But I had women approach me over some shit that was mine. I'm talking about mine as if my name was on it, you know?
But how about if the dude was somebody worthy to keep, you know, say if he wasn't a lame nigga, if it was somebody that had some stature and some stuff about him, you know, would you fight over him then?
I wouldn't have to fight over him if he had that damn much. He know he got that much that he know what he got too. I wouldn't give a damn what he got. That's why you're supposed to always have your own so you won't get stuck in that position. I don't give
I
a damn. He could have $1 billion coming out his balls.
All right, Serena, let me ask you a question. Oh, go ahead, Doc.
What?
Go ahead. I ain't know.
I'm off. Just like Donald Sterling, for example. You know, his wife knew he had them side bras, but she wasn't gonna leave his ass because he worked too much money.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And then she don't want to be the one under his old ugly wrinkly ass. So she glad somebody else got his ass. That's what's in her head. So I understand what you're saying there. Shit, oh, she probably thinking her ass better her than me. I know I would.
Hey, you know the part that killed me about that one? Is that he would be sitting down there with the young chick and the wife sitting over there in the stand somewhere like, oh, yeah, there you go.
And there you go.
He's like,
yeah,
she
up in the owner's box.
No, he on the owner's box. He on the floor with the young bitch. What? Hey.
Man, when you got billions, that's man, you can do that kind of shit. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. I guarantee
Damn,
you, if I had billions,
see,
my wife ain't going to say a goddamn word.
You see how they used the owner's box? Hey, at least you put her in the owner's box, dude. You could have just not let her come to the game, too.
Well, I don't know about
you don't
that,
have to change. But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question right quick, dog. Actually, Selena and Liquor Store. This question for both of y'all. Okay, both of y'all got a number one, right? And y'all got a number two on the side every once in a while. How do you feel when you see number two with another female?
I mean, well, I'm a female, so I'd be like, well, damn, my feelings would be hurt. Well, I ain't got no number two. Hell, I barely got a number one.
I'm saying if you had a number two, somebody, you know,
my feelings would be hurt. Being me who I am, my feelings would be hurt. No, my feelings would be hurt being who I am. Hell yeah. Because I'd be thinking in my head, yeah, he my number two, but I'm so good. He's going to be, you know, all for me. And that's just me.
But why?
Honestly.
You know what?
What you mean, why?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. You know what? And I thank you. I thank you. That was like the most honest answer I didn't heard. Because I just asked this conversation not too long ago. And a motherfucker was sitting there, oh, well, shit, that shit wouldn't bother me. Yes, the fuck it would. That's anybody. That's anybody, whether it's male or female. It would bother you if you sitting there and you like, okay, this motherfucker, you know, I mean, because it's like, all right, if you put me, okay, this is the thing. Like, my thing is, if you put me in a pedestal, me being like your man, I mean, okay, I might have a woman. I got a woman. You might be my number two, but you treating me like I'm your number one. You treating me just as if you treat me the same way my motherfucking woman. So, but now then, you see me the next. I see you with a dude. Yeah, I'm not gonna walk past you like, you know, like, oh damn, she with somebody. I'm finna grab you like, hey, what the fuck is your problem? Get out of here, motherfucker, man.
I ain't doing all that.
No, you out of pocket, man. You out of pocket.
I understand. This is the question I was asked. I understand that because I'm the same way, but the question is why?
Okay. If you want to know why, it's because
regardless of
what y'all talking about, regardless whether it's male or female, feelings get involved that deep. You're not no motherfucking man of steel. You're not. Your emotions are not... Your emotions are not that cold. You are gonna react. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a nothing ass bitch or a nothing ass nigga that you never gave a fuck about anyway, yeah, you can bypass them. But if it's somebody you cared about, yes, you are gonna react. And if you don't react or you try to walk your ass past like you don't give a fuck, you ain't doing nothing but fooling yourself.
I disagree, man. I think if you see your number two with somebody and you approach that person right then and there, you out of pocket. Because first of all,
I
have to wait and do that in person.
I didn't say that I was wrong. Hold on, listen to me. I didn't say that I was right at it. I just said the emotions don't take over. Emotions don't take over. I'm sorry. You're not going to sit here and tell me you've been dealing with a motherfucker for a whole year. This motherfucker, then you walk past and you see this motherfucker with another motherfucker, you ain't going to
I wouldn't approach him,
like,
though.
That's all I'm saying. You can't approach him because, number one, they don't.
That's wrong.
That's out of pocket.
Okay, I didn't say I wouldn't be.
Way out of pocket.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't be, but I'll be a lying ass if I tell you I ain't finna snatch this bitch by her collar. Oh, come here.
I mean, what you gonna say when she say? What you gonna say when you approach her? You pull
Ike.
Up to the side, and then she tell you what? I'm not your number one, so why you tripping?
Yeah, that's when the open hand to the side. Man, shut the man. Shoot. Now we going at it. Now we at it. Huh?
But she would be right, though.
I didn't say she would be right. I'm just saying. You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. And this is the bottom line. Well, you can sit there and dispute or
now, what would you do if your number one walked in there as you was arguing with your number two with her number two?
Wait a minute. Hold on, baby. This ain't going to take nothing but a minute. Like, back to you, bitch. Now, that's...
right.
No. You know what? Listen, this is what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you, brother. You're right. It's not for me to do that. You're not going to sit here and tell me that emotions won't take over. I mean, if this motherfucker treating you like she your motherfucking woman, and I mean, that bond
that's just
occurred.
The Virgo in him.
Hey, you can call it the Virgo or whatever.
I mean, because as you're saying that, it just reminded me of an old boyfriend, and he was definitely a Virgo, and he had a woman, but nobody couldn't tell because he was, you know, too busy running up behind me. I was younger. I didn't know that was his woman at the time, but by the time I did, I mean, shit, it was over. But I was a kid. I wouldn't do that now, but you know what I'm saying? It's like I'd be walking down the street. He putting groceries in the house with her. So I'm like, where the fuck is you going? I'm like... to your kids? What the hell? Where is you going? You hear me talking? I'm like, okay. You know,
in
too
front
much.
Of his
yeah. Well, he said they wasn't ever, they wasn't together. They just had kids together, but shit, he stayed there for a while. I mean, I don't know what they
said. He's questioning you in front of his woman, his main
yeah.
woman.
Yeah, because I used to walk past her, and she'd be like, "That got your little woman, go talk to her." You know what I'm saying? Because now that I got older, she was tired of him. She was glad I came in the picture, you know what I'm saying? So he can get on somebody else's nerves. Until I see her to this day, she just looks so miserable. She don't smile or nothing, and she's still with him, and he is very mean and hateful. And I'm so, I thank God every time I see him that I dodged that bullet. Because I call myself.
You talking about me? Who the fuck you talking about?
No, not you, crazy. I'm saying he was a.
No,
I'm saying he.
I'm saying who you talking about?
I ain't telling you who I'm talking about, big girl.
Oh,
you know
like
who
that.
I'm
don't
talking
make,
about.
Don't make me start.
You tell me. Up. Tell me, and I'll tell you.
Well, hit my inbox.
All right, man. And inbox. Yeah, but that shit used to be crazy. And, you know, Matthew, everybody's like, you broke up at Happy Home. And I'm like, look, I just moved out here. I didn't know. He wouldn't even not let me be his girlfriend. Shit, he was, you know, he was kind of scary. So, you know, he said he was my boyfriend, and I just went along with it.
I mean, that's just life. And, I mean, life is just full of emotions. I mean, everybody always, and that's the part that kills me. Everybody try to act like they tough as granite. And, I mean, shit, I just don't see it. I mean, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, you could walk past me with another motherfucker and I'm not going to say nothing. I am going to say something. I'm sorry. That's just me. I mean, that's just me. And that's most of us motherfuckers out here. Now, yeah, you motherfuckers want to play like them rap songs, fuck a bitch, I don't give a fuck about a bitch. Nigga, you was singing motherfucking Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. When you seen that motherfucker
ever
ball
seen,
pass.
You ever seen a dude
I'm
laugh,
tell you something, I'm not going to say nothing to him. I'm not going to say nothing. But when I catch it by myself, I mean, I'm going to meet her at the crib.
You ain't going to never catch it by herself. She's going to be with dude.
Exactly.
She got a backup.
No, I'm going to see it. I mean, shit, we fucking around, so I'm going to see it. And eventually, I'm going to see it.
Know,
that's when I would bring it up. But if she walked down through another motherfucker, it is not my place to say nothing to her.
Because
she ain't my woman, number one. She ain't my woman. She did something on the side. So
look
who am
this.
I to say
look
something to her? In front
I know
of him.
You just. I know you just like you know me.
9 times go out of 10
I'm
when they bring that dude out, they trying to get rid of you.
I'm not going to say nothing to her.
You're an emotional creature just like me. You are. So I can't see you walking past not saying a word.
I'm not going to say nothing, dog.
Sorry, I can't see you.
She ain't my woman. But when I get a vibe, when it's just me and her, then I'm going to bring it up. But if she walked down the street.
I don't know
about
the time. I can't believe that.
Now, here I am. I'm approaching her. Now, I got to tussle with this motherfucker because he with her now. Come on, man. Too much trouble. It's too much trouble. Because he ain't going to let you check in front of him. Because he hitting it too. Now you got to tussle with this motherfucker. All over somebody that was number two in the first place. Come on.
The time that though, but technically that's not true because he might not give a rat's ass about her too. Never know.
He may not, but most real motherfuckers ain't going to let you check nobody they with. Not
you
know.
And you know what? It's crazy. It's sad. I know a dude that's in a nursing home, and that's why he got up in there, man. Old dude, he got shot in his back fighting over his side piece, you know?
See what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. It's not worth it.
Dude, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but all I'm saying is that emotions take over. I mean... It's easy if you. If, I mean,
I agree
like,
with you, Cass, because that's the one thing I. That's the one sin I know I do is pride.
Just agree
man. That's
to
a,
disagree.
That pride is a motherfucker, man.
That's
exactly.
Right. That pride is a bitch.
It is. Whether it's male or female.
And that's why I don't. I know I couldn't confront no dude with my side piece of nobody because. All he needed to do was like, bitch, you ain't my woman. I have to slap your ass because I can't argue to one without slapping the shit out of somebody. Like, what the fuck you mean? You was my woman. I was your woman out the night.
Right.
When you're doing it, don't worry about that. He cool. I'm talking about
right.
Me. Shit. Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. Lee, hey, I'll be the motherfucker is honest. I'll be shit.
For real.
And I got to say the same thing. I'm going to be the same way. Wait a minute. What the fuck you doing? You ain't my motherfucking man. I ain't your man. You weren't saying that shit when I was fucking the shit out you last night.
Man. I like you said I was pretty. Shit. Like that.
I don't know, man. It's just me. I wouldn't do it, man. I'd have to get her by herself, man. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I can't be tussling with nobody out here in these streets.
I told them, Cassie, I'm the same way. Hey, I got both.
All right, we're not fair now. What if he was young, like everybody else, you know, like the young people?
Man, you don't I'm think 41. I'm still I'm still
But you know what? A young dude tried to play me like that on my birthday. I was in a club with my guy. And he told him to tap me and tell me what's up. And I was just
your
like,
dude?
You know, I threw a hey. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Yo, that's bold.
Yeah.
Did he know he was your dude?
Yeah, he tried to be funny. So I was being funny. Of course, I ended up with the last laugh. And, you know, I said, hey. So I went out and I smoked a cigarette. And he, you know, brought his ass outside because he one of them type. He think he's so irresistible and fine and shit. So I had to bring him back down to my world. So I said, he comes to you like, you don't know nobody. I said, well, you see me with somebody. Who the fuck is you? I don't deal with you. We text each other every now and then. I'm be fucking being funny because we'll jump your ass up in here. He was like, oh, that must be your dude. Yeah, that's my dude. He'll beat the shit out of you, for real. Let me hurry up and go back in. He cussed us both out. And as I was walking in, he was walking out. You know what I'm saying? I said, you tried to be funny, but the shit would have backfired in your damn face. Straight up.
That's
he just said that was stupid for the rest of the night. Yeah, that was pretty bold. Thank God he was bugging, so, you know, he wasn't really, you know, paying no attention. He thought, you know what I'm saying, he looked like my other cousin, so that's what he was thinking. Like, oh, I thought that was your cousin. I'm like, nah, I'm still with. You know, yeah, I checked his ass, so now when he see me, you know, and the funny thing, I see them that whole weekend. I'm just like, damn, what the fuck? So you know, like, you can't speak when you win. I'm like, ah.
What if that would have turned ugly? Like, somebody got smoked.
But I warned him, though. I warned him, like, don't be funny because it'll backfire on you. Shit.
Right.
I gave him his warning.
How you going to warn the grown man?
I bet he didn't do nothing else.
Shit.
He didn't do nothing but continue to drink his drink. Shit. I mean, what else could
let
he do? I just let him know. Don't try to be funny because you was being funny. Now, had I did that to you, it probably would have been, you know, a whole different thing. But I'm a player. I wouldn't do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But he was trying to be funny, and so I made him look stupid for the rest of the night. Shit.
No, that's not. I was just saying, warning somebody. You can never warn nobody. That's not right.
I warned him. Trust me, I warned him because it could have turned ugly. Yeah, he tapped me on my shoulder. He'd have been like, who the hell is you? You know, I'd have dead in the situation. But, you know, I just felt that was real, you know, messed up. I'm just glad he had a whole lot of drink for him, and he really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, paying attention. but that's how that went.
Yeah, I already paying attention. Let me smoke some weed and go in the club. It's on.
Well, you don't need to smoke no weed.
I know.
Nah. But we was cool. I don't even like him no more after that. That's a turn off. Shit. If I would, but then I haven't even spoken and talked to this dude like in months. We'll throw a text every now and then, whatever, but shit. He was too young acting for me. Shit, he wanted to know who I was talking to in the background.
Hold on a second. You got a number one, right?
Huh?
Elena, you got a number one, right?
Yeah.
Why
me?
The fuck are you texting this other motherfucker?
I have
Does your number one know you touching him?
No, because we ain't got the same number. How the hell you don't know? Why would he know? He know I have
friends. So would you tell him you texting this dude from the club the other night?
No.
But you mad at your number two. You ain't mad at your number one. You mad at your number two
I wasn't mad at him. I was just in like the way he played.
But
that,
how can you be mad at your number two when you still at with number one?
Because if you see me with my number one, you know it ain't you. Walk your ass on back.
I agree with that 100%.
Okay, yeah,
I agree with that one.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Until the emotions
come in. I thought you was mad at your number two, like, shit, she better not walk with no other motherfucker.
Yeah,
No, 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 what, hold on. That ain't what I said. I said no other. Now, she was her number one, and I know that's her number one.
You know, women used to like to do
her.
But okay, you could be number one, number two. I mean, he could be two, three, or four. You wouldn't give a rat's ass. You still going to choke his ass out.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to sit there and tell me that a motherfucker.
She will not walk with no other ass motherfucker, or you going to choke that nigga out.
I'm
going to
call you Ike
2014. Man. You just ruined
that,
Cass.
I think he's lying, bro.
Man, don't choke him out, Cass. Don't choke him out, dude. I mean, it's not his fault.
Cass, they're going to put you in the book for the worst fat nigga ever.
You get Cass as a side nigga, you ain't number one, but hey, he gonna act like he number one. You better not bring no nigga around that motherfucker.
Goddamn right. I mean, we gonna if me and you met and you got you a dude, you gotta do it. I know that from day one. I know who dude is. Yeah, I see you with him. I'm not saying a word to you. Nah.
But if you see another dude.
A bitch, come in.
You don't think, hey, Cass, I mean, if they help you sleep at night, that you think is right. I mean, I understand that, but dude, that's not right. I mean, as your cousin and a friend, dude, I need to tell you, that's not right, dude.
That don't make sense, man. That's kind of a problem, dude. Don't get me wrong.
I love my nigga to death. I got them
like
smoking
this.
Nigga for my nigga. But that's not
like
right,
this.
Dude.
Both these motherfuckers sitting both of these.
That's not right for y'all, though.
Both of these motherfuckers on that show is talking shit. Because I know these motherfuckers like the back of my
head. No, don't get me wrong, Cass. I'm a dog and anything else you want to call me. I don't have a woman. I'm a dog. I'm an ass and all that. But that's not right.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's not right, dude.
I done seen you in action. I done seen both of y'all in action.
I did some bad things, but right there, that's not right, dude.
Okay,
I mean,
hold on. See, first of all, y'all comparing apples and oranges. If what I said is that if I'm emotionally tied to you, yes, I'm gonna feel some type of way about that. If you are nothing, if you nothing but a fuck, then that's something totally different. But that's what I was talking about.
I mean, I said emotionally tied. It's still not right, dude.
Okay, I'm not saying, okay, you're not. This is what the fuck I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying it's a lot of shit that we do ain't right, but when your emotions take over, you don't think about it.
Okay, man, let me ask you one question, dog. I just want to make sure that I understand this. Okay, she's your number two, but she has a number one. So if you see her with her main boyfriend, you're not going to say anything.
Not a word.
But if you see her with her number two, you're going to say something.
I'm the number two, motherfucker. Ain't nobody else.
I'm saying. She has a number one.
Right.
And she messing around with you on the side. She may be messing around with another motherfucker on the other side.
Okay.
So if you see her with number one, you're not gonna say nothing. But you see her with number three, you're gonna say something.
Right. If I'm emotionally attached to it, then yeah, I'm gonna say something.
Why wouldn't you say nothing with number one? It's the same thing. She with a different dude.
Because you know about number one. I can understand that one. You know about number one. You ain't worried about that. You know. Okay, I kind of get it, Cass. That's like competition now. Shit. All
right, shit. This is bad.
No, that's just something crazy to me.
I gotta get in that. Because it's competition now. Because you already took number one spot. Now you got this nigga trying to come in and get your number, your spot. Or take it, his spot ain't going nowhere.
At the same time, at the end of the day, she's a hoe. Because she got number one, she got you, and she got number three. So why would she even want to mess with her?
Why you just can't be an educated woman that's not
don't have her mind right at the time. Why she got to be a
whore? Why about still trying to change his mind about how he's feeling about the situation? He don't give a damn about her being number one, number two. What he's saying is his pride would not let that girl walk past him. What y'all do and what he do is two different things. Agree to disagree, or y'all going to be on the phone all night.
No, I'm saying, if I saw you with number one on Monday, if I saw you with number one on Monday, and then you with me on Tuesday, and then I go to the movies with my girl and I see you with number three, why am I still messing with you?
Who said I'm going to keep messing with you? But yeah, I'm going to confront you.
So why would even confront her, dog? That's what I don't understand.
Because the bitch had a heart. That's why. Because the bitch had a heart.
Not,
and I'm upset. This bitch didn't crush something.
He's not going to approach her if he's with his number one.
They know
what it is.
They know exactly what we're trying to say. You want the word play it differently? Fine. I don't care. But at
I'm
the
not
end of the
saying
day,
that you with your number one. I'm just saying, you saw her two different times, and she with two different dudes both times you saw her. One of them may have been her main boyfriend or whatever. The
what's
other
the
was some motherfucker that you don't even know about.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. All right, well, if I deal with the second one, we got an issue. We got an issue going.
Zach, you crazy.
I'm just telling the truth.
It's not the first dude, it's the second dude. Because that means she's messing around with more dudes than what she said. She lied somewhere.
I that all the time. I mean, men and women said, oh, I don't get no fuck that shit. I mean, maybe that scenario, that particular scenario, you don't. But shit, any other one, you do. I mean, especially if you didn't got your feelings involved. Ain't no motherfucker setting their feelings off just like that. Oh, I see her
I
with another
with
dude.
That.
I've been fucking with you for a whole year. Now I see you with another dude other than your boyfriend or your husband or whatever it is. Oh, I'm finna shut all emotions off to you. You done told this girl you loved her and whatever.
I will say you got a lot of nerves, but if that, you know, I understand.
Who
you got a lot of nerves, though.
Well, I gotta agree with him. If I'm out somewhere, you know, me and my girlfriend's out or whatever, and I see my number two with somebody other than his number one, I'm clicking.
I'm going to kick off. Hey, but you cheating on both of us. You cheating on both of us, right?
Right, exactly.
Why
you ain't,
you
know what I'm saying? You
faithful. Well, yo, I guess that's why I'm thinking, because that's like just too much energy, man. I got to worry about my number one and my number two messing with one or another dude. Oh, no, that's just too much energy.
So that make you better than us?
I can use
that.
So that
make you better than us?
No, I didn't say that. But if you feel if that helps you sleep at night,
I done talked to you, and you said you couldn't come kick, you couldn't hang out with me because you had shit something else going on. I go to the movies and I see your motherfucking ass with somebody else. Oh, it is on.
I can see that. I can see if it's your main. I can understand if it's your main.
I would burn his beeper up. I mean, his cell phone. I would kill his battery all through the damn movie.
Yeah, all right.
And I'll let her know. And I'll let her. I will. And I will.
Hey,
she's going to know it's me who's fucking doing it, too.
Hey, Slade, I'm going right there and put my hand right in their popcorn. Excuse me, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get some out. Hey, you know,
he's like the chef.
Hey, yeah, right. Since you are the chef, bitch.
Hey, homeboy, what you doing? Like, oh, she's share. You ain't know?
Yeah, hey, you know how they be shaking their head with popcorn in it and then throw it in their mouth? You set it right in front of them. Yeah, what's up, homie? Hey, baby, you need to get up over here and talk.
Well, you stupid. Hell no. Like, I hate number two.
Oh, man, y'all is crazy.
I just seen that shit in my head. You're retarded.
Hell yeah. I'm taking that motherfucking popcorn in my hair. Excuse me, number three. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Number three and four.
Just call
right.
Him number three. Excuse me, number three. This has nothing
number
to do
three.
With
you. Number three, nigga, who is you? Number two.
Right. And I'm about to call number one up in here in a minute. We all going to get this shit going on.
Right, let's settle this shit.
Right, hello, number one. Yeah, yeah, she cheating on both of us now. Who is this? But don't worry about this. Right. You got to focus on number
like,
three.
I think,
right.
I think you should dump her. Oh, shit. I'm going to be single forever, ain't no.
Now, that brings another whole nother subject. Would you call the other one just to have your number one?
I'm not even going to have the motherfucker's number.
Right.
I don't want his number.
Call the single phone. I mean, come on, Wick. Now, that was just a joke.
Now,
I mean,
if you
really
got, no. Think about it. If you say your emotions in, then you checking the phone and all that. You said emotions. Now, y'all brought emotions in. Check the phone and all that stuff like that.
Why would, clearly, we don't give a damn about number one anyway. We ain't give a damn about number one through the door. Why we call him? And we wouldn't be number two. We got to put out number one.
Right. Okay, but that sounds stupid, Dev. Then don't the other thing sound stupid?
Because he said I was pretty. I told you. Call me pretty. And call me pretty and talk about coming in with number three. Nah. The fuck?
Oh, shit. I mean, could you really picture that conversation? Hello? Yeah, this Rick. Yeah, this Rick. Who is this? Yeah, man, this Cass. I don't know how to tell you this, but this bitch Brenda cheating on both of us.
What? The same one like I was saying.
Man,
about
don't call me with no bullshit like that, dog. Cause I'm looking for you.
Exactly.
I'm coming for you.
Exactly.
You gonna call me and tell me my woman cheating on both of us?
Yeah.
Well, hell, I know. I was talking to a guy at the car, and the same guy I was talking about, he was riding past me with old girl in the car. He was like, I swear to God, I'm beating your ass when I drop off. I was like, this motherfucker's crazy. I was like, okay, well, let me go on and get out of here. Number two, I'm back. Yeah, I'm bullshit. Let me move around.
Shit,
you
man,
need a
whole five
that number
six,
one
ass. I mean, I'm
you need a whole bunch of motherfuckers to call.
That time, I mean, think about it now. I mean, this is the question that Wick posed. Now, you get on the phone. Now, this motherfucker calling you. Yeah, hey man, this Cass. Your first question is, who the fuck are you?
Right.
I know you might not know me, man, but
like, don't worry about it. But our girlfriend on that bullshit.
Yeah,
right.
Brenda on that bullshit.
Right. Our woman on that bullshit, man.
Brenda on that bullshit, dog. I mean, I just call it.
My next question is, how the fuck you know Brenda?
Who is this? Her number one gonna say?
What we need to do is get Jeff out the picture. You understand what I'm saying? Because now Jeff then came up in the picture.
All right, no. Hold on, dog. Let's go back. All right, come on. We're going to have this conversation. Call me up.
All right. We're going to call you. What's happening, brother?
This
what's
Bob.
Up, bro? Who this? Hey, man. This is Cass, dog. All right, what's going on with you?
I'm all right. Who is this?
This Cass, man. I don't think you know me, but I'm just called to tell you that, you know, Brenda on this bullshit, man. I just left the movies and I just called her.
Oh, man. How you know Brenda?
See, that ain't important right now. What's important is that she's at the movies right now with Jeff. And I'm just saying, ain't no way I'm
Brenda at
shit.
The movies with Jeff?
Yeah. I just left that with her. Me and dude, we just got into a fight all about the shit.
what movie theater is that?
Shit, like
the YNW. Okay, and what's your name again, Carl?
Cass, man. I mean, shit, I can meet you up there, cause shit, the nigga kind of stole on me. He caught me with a nice punch, so I just figured shit. We need to go on and handle this nigga.
All right, bro, go ahead and meet me up there, man.
All right, man, I got you. Don't be trying no sneaky shit neither, nigga, cause I love her too.
All right, dog. I'll holler at you, man. I'll see you up there, man.
Yo,
Ray, Jimmy, Bob, strap up, man. We got to go handle some shit. That's my next call. Strap
and why
up.
You calling him? And why she doing all this? You better believe her number
everybody.
One got a number two, too. Number one, her number one got a number two, too. He going to say, I'm going to go handle some shit. I'm going to holler at you later.
Yeah,
Hey, I'm gonna be on my way. Fuck that shit.
I will be catching.
Hey, hey,
yeah,
it could have been cool while
move.
It was just been me and you. We don't need this other nigga.
How was the movie? I mean, but that, okay, now, all bullshit aside, do you see how stupid that conversation was?
I mean, the question would be, who the fuck is you? Who the fuck?